Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley.
Send me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up
thank
your mouth.
Thank
right
you, Lord.
Now.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
interfere
Lord.
With
hallelujah.
All faith, believing and trusting God for a
thank
mighty
you,
move
Lord,
right now.
Day.
In the
thank
mighty
you.
Name of Jesus
thank
Christ
you.
Of heaven.
In the name
Lord,
of
that
Jesus.
God is
thank
able
you, Lord.
To turn every
thank
situation
you,
around
thank
concerning
you, Lord.
You, amen, concerning those of the,
Lord,
our family,
God,
our loved ones, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, decree and declare the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his name, amen. Come on, come on. Enter him with all faith this morning.
Thank you,
come
Lord.
On and lift up your
voice. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Another Saturday
oh,
morning with my
name,
family.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We decree to pass Psalm 121 this morning. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence come my help.
My all of my help.
The Lord who made heaven and earth.
Yes,
he
will
not allow
yes.
you to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber, amen. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night, amen. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil.
No
he
weapon,
shall preserve
no
your
weapon,
soul.
Lord God.
The Lord shall preserve your going out
thank
and
you,
coming
Lord.
Back in, amen. From this time forth, even forevermore, come on and shout glory.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Amen. We come exalting your name above all names, and there's no one greater than you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come giving you thanks this morning. We come praying with a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of repentance, amen, and a heart of forgiveness this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, Lord God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for awakening our sleeping spirits, Lord God, that we did not speak to sleep or death. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for one more time. Amen. We thank you for every beat of our hearts and every breath that we take. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you with only nothing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come casting out our cares and fears and burdens on it. We decree and declare you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we operate in it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. Oh, Lord, purge the wicked out the land that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day, amen, that you've given us in peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray right now that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and those in our family and turn it all around for our good. Lord, we pray that you would hear our prayers this morning and deliver those in our family out of harm's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to be changed on today. We come that our minds may be renewed. Amen. We will not be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Oh, Lord, change us. Oh, Lord, let our minds be stayed on you, oh, God, and that you keep us in perfect peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, have your way right now. We open ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we confess our sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree and declare we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend in the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound, amen. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven right now, and we declare clear in the path with all faith that we're seated in heavenly place with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and round. We decree in the path that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens every portal and assigns angels to reinforce the that we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Oh, Lord, we let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Amen. And pour out blessings that we're going to have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare your goodness on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, move mighty right now. Oh, Lord, do all that you can do. Open up the channels of our spirit. Oh, Lord, let there be a great pouring of your Shekinah glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your glory be seen upon us, God. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh strength, fresh anointing, fresh manna right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let our head flatten no all of, and our garments to remain white. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth. Amen. For your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, restoration, indifference, or heart hardiness. Father, we decree in the path that the evil one has no place in us. Oh, Lord, your word says you search our hearts, O man of God. Oh, Lord, if you find any wicked way in us, let it be exposed and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we decree in the path, hallelujah, all independence from all strongholds. Cleanse our minds by washing of the word with your word. Oh God, creating us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, oh Lord. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. Our strength, our redeemer. Amen. Set a watch over our mouth. Keep the doors of our lips. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Oh Lord, be our strength, oh God. Let us receive a supernatural strength that we will scale the walls of the enemy, amen, and take back everything that the enemy has taken from us, amen. We decree and declare restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh. Fill us afresh where we've been emptied. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us right now. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us right now. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ on earth. My Father God in heaven, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every anti-power bondage in our life, we break it right now in the name of Jesus Christ on earth. Wherever the devil has put limitations up, that we will not have the power of God on our life, that our children will not have the power of God on their lives, that our grandchildren will not have the power of God on their lives, we break those limitations right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Devil, you are a liar. We the tongue up. We blind your eyes and deafen your ears. You will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to you. My Lord, my God, we blind your eyes. You will not be able to locate us in the spirit or in the natural. We silence your tongue up. You will not be able to speak no evil against us or those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the cry of healing on today. That we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We decree the cry of the blood of Jesus Christ. It cleanses us, sanctifies us, justifies us, redeems us, makes all things new. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we glorify and magnify you, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, open up our eyes and ears to receive what receives from you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, use us for your glory. Let us tell you, let your help. Let us be mighty in the things that we do for you, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, God, release your tongue of fire upon our life. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Release your tongue of fire upon our life this day. Let tongues of fire come upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Wherever there's any filthiness, let it be burned away and let it be replaced with the burning fire of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, heal every area of our life where there's been any backsliding, hurt, pain, disappointment, or limitations. Heal us completely, oh Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough this morning. Oh, Lord, Lord, you've done it all. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, that it is finished. Amen. That you left nothing undone. But we are finished work. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us to believe that it is already done. Amen. Help us to believe that with you all things are possible. Help us to believe that you are a way maker. Amen. That you are a promise keeper. Amen. That you are light in the darkness. That you are our healer. You are our redeemer. Amen. Oh, Lord, increase our faith right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come believe, but help us with our unbelief. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray right now, wherever we've been, if they put us in some kind of spiritual sleep to make us numb to your voice. Whenever they try to put a stop at your growth in you. Oh, Lord, let us continue to grow up. Remove all numbness, all spiritual sleep, Lord God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us to not be weary and well-doing. Oh, Lord, that you have a crown of set for us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We receive the power right now to mount up our wings like eagles. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, wherever we are, wherever we're weak, oh, God, give us power, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Father God. Have your way right there, oh Lord. We cast out, amen, we bind and cast out every unteachable spirit. Hallelujah. We shall work in the holiness every day, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, multitudes will go to heaven because of our lives. Our life will be a vessel for the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, amen. Because of our life, God will use us, amen. We give our life as a sacrifice for God, for the glory to be hallelujah, for the glory to be pushed up, for the kingdom of God born, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare your goodness this morning. Amen, hallelujah. We decree and declare that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. And we don't owe anyone anything but to nothing. We are the righteousness of God. Amen, hallelujah. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. We're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We call upon angels, archangels, amen, archangel Michael and archangel Gabriel, archangel Uriel, archangel Raphael and Sherbin, Seraphim, thrones, principalities, virtues and Corinthians, dominions and powers and a thousand legions of angels to surround our houses and those in our family, amen, our life, our peace, our marriages, amen, our children, our finances, our businesses, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, please shine your holy light upon us, amen, cocoon us in your holy life, ensuring nothing evil, bad spirits, or anything negative come near us. Amen. We tell you in case you're every member in our family in your holy bubble of light. Archangel Michael, dig your holy sword into our house in case of us with God's power and protective light and ensuring that which comes from God comes through and nothing ever. We ask the four angels of archangels to be in every area of hallelujah, every room and every archangel to face the north, the south, the east, and the west. Amen. We decree in the pandemic name of Jesus Christ and that we're open and receptive to God and nothing else. We thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you will do and all that you're doing right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, I know that you want us to be healthy. Heavenly Father, I know that you want us to be happy. I know that you want us to be healed. I know that you want us to prosper. I know that you want us to succeed. I know that you want us to walk in optimal health. I know that you want us, hallelujah, to live without pain, without hurt, without stress. I know that you want us to live disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free. Therefore, we decree and declare according to your word that we are healthy and physically fit. Sickness and disease are far from us. And by your stripes, we are healed. Our children are healed. Our mothers and fathers are healed. Our brothers and sisters are healed. Our cousins and aunts and uncles are healed. Hallelujah, those that we love and concerned about are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and set free from all illnesses and diseases. We are healed from every physical, physiological, biochemical, biological malfunction, amen. Emotional wound, psychological wound, illnesses, from physical discomfort, from sickness and disease of all kinds. I speak Jeremiah 17, verse 14 through 15 on my life. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. Amen. For this all our praise, amen. Hallelujah to your name. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Father God. Oh, Lord, you know what we need before we ask, oh, God. But we come first and foremost seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let your hedge of protection be around us and those in our family, oh, God. Oh, Father God, let your hedge of protection be around our mind and thoughts, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let our thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God. Hallelujah. To operate with the spirit of obedience, oh, God. For your word says in obedience there is blessing, but in curses there, hallelujah, there is, hallelujah. But in disobedience, there is cursing, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose life and not death. We choose blessing and not cursing, amen? And we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way right now, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for it all, oh God. This day we lift up our Aunt Bernstein, amen. Hallelujah, that's on the line this morning, amen. Hallelujah, we lift up our Aunt Classy, and we lift up our cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and me and cousin Connie. We lift them up to you, Father God, today. We lift up your daughter Bonnie, your daughter Hallelujah, Vera, oh God. We lift up your daughter Earlene and your daughter Shun Denise. We lift them up, your daughter Carol, your daughter Liza Jane, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your daughter Dorito, oh God, your daughter Twin, oh God, hallelujah. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, everything that's concerning us and those in our family, oh God, we ask that you divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you touch the hearts and the minds, oh God, in the life of our husband, oh God, hallelujah, do a new work in them, Father God, Lord, change them and make them more like you, oh God. We're not trying to change them, oh God, but Lord, we do ask you to change them and make them more like you, oh God. Change us and make us more like you from the inside out, oh Lord. We want to be changed, oh God. Do a new thing in us, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We're expecting a new thing to be done in us on today. And we walk in expectation, oh, God, and seeing it because we believe it, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, bless the children, oh, God. Oh, Lord, help our children, oh, God. We pray that our children will seek you even more, amen. We pray, oh, God, that they will have a relationship with you, amen. We pray, oh, God, hallelujah, even right now, God. Oh, Lord, that you will send your Holy Ghost to rest upon them and in them, oh, God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, they will speak your word, oh, God, hallelujah. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for changing. Thank you for turnaround. Thank you for our breakthrough, amen. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for healing us, past, present, and future, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we silence the mouth of the evil speaker. We do not listen to what the devil is saying. The devil has no right in our life. We belong to Jesus. We are blood washed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We put on us the full armor of God right now. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. Hallelujah. Those in our family way. And we take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. Amen. And we decree and declare victory. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ answers for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you would just touch our minds. We come against every attack on our minds right now. We come against mental illness. Amen. We come against bipolar, schizophrenia. We come against all the ill ADHD and all the D's and A's, oh God, that the world is trying to diagnose us with, diagnose our children with, of heaven. We decree and declare we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We operate according to the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we don't have the spirit of depression and oppression and fear. We don't have those fears of schizophrenia and ADHD and ADD and all what they're trying to say, oh God. And we believe the report of the Lord that we are healed and we have the mind of Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. We don't have the spirit of worry. We're not worriers, amen. We're believers. We're faith-driven, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we don't say what the enemy say. We speak what thus said the Lord, amen. And we walk in it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut in our lives and those in our family, and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms in our lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways and access the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so that they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to our homes, our properties, our workplaces, our cars, our businesses, our finances, our ministry, our spouses, our spouses' workplaces, our children, their schools, their workplaces, amen, our friends and loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for delivering us where we were blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We thank you for your help, oh Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we release all things into your hands and we commit ourselves unto you, trusting you. We ask for your help, oh God, that you will give us the word that you want us to give to others. And Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. Help us to follow your direction. And we just want to say thank you. We pray that our eyes, our understanding will be enlightened so we may know what is the hope of the calling of Jesus Christ and his riches of the glory of Christ, Jesus' inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, for above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, hallelujah, who fills all in all. To God be the glory. And we just want to say thank you that the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been, hallelujah, given to us. And we are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenlies. Amen. Heavenly Father, by faith and independence upon you, we thank you, Lord God, that we put out the flesh and works of the old man and old woman, and instead unto all the victory of the crucifixion, where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us and those in our family and our going and coming on today. I ask you to give us and every person that we pray for today and all who are called by name and lifted up this day, oh God, traveling mercies and traveling grace to deliver and deliver us, oh God, safely to our destinations. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. I ask you to deliver us and all that we pray for today, every family member and loved one to our destination. I ask you to loose your angels, oh God, to go before us and protect us and to force our darkness and all destructive forces away from us. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. And if your angels have to manifest themselves to protect us, please let them do so. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, perform a transportation that we may take and those that our family and loved ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in the roundabout it. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place. Amen. Hallelujah. Over our homes and all that's in our homes and all that will enter our homes. Amen. Everywhere our head may lay, our feet may go. Hey, hallelujah. And we decree the path of blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you for it, Lord. And no tongue, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, speak evil against us. You shall condemn it. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, let joy overtake all that's on the line like a tidal wave on today. Amen. Let joy just overtake us like a tidal wave. Hallelujah. Let it be a tidal wave of pent-up. Let joy overtake us. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, unspeakable joy. Amen. Let peace, hallelujah, overwhelm our life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith we receive it. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Turnaround is here. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Let us receive right now divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom, oh God. Let us operate according to thy Holy Spirit, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine positioning and order, oh God. We pray for spiritual growth right now and spiritual wealth that we'll be rich in our children. We can leave it to our children and our children's children that it will be carried from generation to generation, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we're new creations in Christ. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale and the promises of God. and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God praise, family. Come on, come on. We can just praise him right now. We just give him 60 seconds and praise him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We can give God some praise right now. I don't care where you're at, what you're doing. Will you just open up your mouth and shout, hallelujah. Will you lift your hands up and be free of the We got a lot to shout about this morning. We got a lot to praise God for because we're still here. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody took their last breath on today. Somebody heartbeat for the last time. Amen. Somebody lost their, the use of their legs. And then somebody lost their sight, their hearing.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And we're able to
One more time.
We're able to lift up our own hands and just thank God. And hallelujah. We're able to say hallelujah for ourselves. Come on and just give a praise on today. While we still have time. The time that God has given us, take the time that God gives. Amen. You ain't given time to yourself. God gave you this time. Amen. Hallelujah. When it could have been, it should have been. He said, no, you're healed. He said, no, turn around and heal. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. Amen. Can't nobody do it like the Lord. We thank God on today. God bless you. God keep you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How is everybody doing this morning? Hey.
Yes.
If you receive that prayer for yourself,
morning,
say amen.
Morning.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God, we thank you for amen. Call your name to see how you're doing this morning. I'm gonna close a couple of mics up because somebody got background going on, and I want to make sure we can hear everyone because I don't know who background that is. Amen. And good morning. Glory, glory, glory to God. I give God all praise, glory, and honor, who's the head of my life and the lifter of my head. And I thank you. And God bless you. Aunt Bernestine, welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you, Tabernique. I love you.
Good morning. I love you too, Steve.
Bless his holy name. I'm doing
Amen.
Good. I'm blessed. And I'm
Amen.
Thankful for you. His holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. Aunt Bernestine, I love you so much, and I thank God for you. I was telling a lady about my Aunt Bernestine. Hallelujah. How she's always in position and ready. Hallelujah. So God bless
you.
God keep you. May God continue to bless you with long life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And people have never seen before. Amen. And just a good life. You know, mind intact. You know, strength and power still able to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be fruitful. May you bear good fruit. Amen. Even in your older age. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much.
We love
and we thank God
too.
For you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you and welcome, Aunt Classy. How you doing? And how you been?
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Thank God for waking me up this morning. I'm feeling fine this morning.
Lord.
And I want to thank you for the wonderful prayer and that I love you. And I want to thank my niece, Connie, for calling me and letting me talk to my sister. She was in a singing room with me. She sang, "Guide me over thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this fiery land." She didn't miss a word. And I thank God
thank
for that. And I love everybody. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. It's always good to see you on the line. I'm so happy and grateful that Shondanese called you this morning. It is a blessing to hear your voice this morning. So God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to bless you with long life, even a greater. Amen. May greater be your life of God's blessing and favor, God's strength and God's peace and God's joy. May you live every day with the joy of the Lord. Amen. And the strength of God to do even more that you feel like you can't do no more. But God will give you the strength to do it, overcome it, and be successful in it. Amen. God bless you. We love you, Aunt Clancy.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Yes,
hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody do us like the Lord. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning, Tawanika. To God be the glory. My mom and I have had a wonderful week. I'm just so grateful for all of his blessings. I just can't thank God enough. I just cannot thank him enough for what he does for our entire family. And more so for my mother, you know, to give her the mind to want to talk to her sisters and call her sisters still, you know. She's still eating.
Mm-hmm.
I still get her up every day. She still tells me she loves me, and I tell her I love her, and I just want to praise the Lord today. I just can't thank him enough. So to God be the glory. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for it. We just pray that God would continue to bless you with the spirit of joy, that God would continue to be, hallelujah, your wisdom, amen, the knowledge that you need to take care of your mother.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Days of peace and joy and restoration, amen, that God will restore her, amen, even the more, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and strength to her bones, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stay on Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, cousin Brenda Gale. Hallelujah.
Thank God for you. Thank God for you. And her toe is getting better, and her wound on her hip is healing really, really good. So I'm just so thankful for God's healing power for my mom.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord, we thank God for it all. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for restoration, healing. Hallelujah. The testimony of them.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you both. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Doing good. Mama, you want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Yeah, we're doing good. It's just still hot, and she's hanging in there. She got a little stuffy nose. I don't know if it's allergies or what, but she's doing pretty good. I'm doing good. We thank God for you. We thank God for for the prayer line, and we love everybody. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. God bless you both. We love you. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, amen, and with his peace and strength, amen. We decree and declare healing, amen. Complete, amen. Complete, whole, complete healing, wholeness, and newness of life. And I pray that God would increase your faith, amen, to receive the new life, amen. New beginnings with God's peace and God's strength and God's blessing and favor, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in God's way for you, your children, amen, your husband, your mother, all that you love and concerned about, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that you will walk in the expectation that all will see and know, amen, that God has done it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. We love you both. And we thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. God bless Angela. We love you, Angela. We're praying for you as well. Amen. It is done. Amen. God is already working it out. God has turned that thing around for your good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good, been good, and I've just been here thinking, had it not been for God on our side, where would we be? He cannot do everything. God does everything for us. And here we are, sitting one more day. We breathe in the breath of life. To God be the glory and praise his holy name. I just can't thank him enough. And I'm so grateful to hear everybody on the line. I've been missing you guys. And God has blessed us all. In spite of all the chaos that's going on in the world, the hatred and all that stuff, we're still walking in his amazing grace. But not the goodness of God, where would we be? And I'm so grateful. And I'm glad to be back on the line again. Thank you.
Amen. We're so glad to have you back on the line. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I just pray over your mind that God will just keep your mind stayed on him and that God will strengthen you and that you will walk in the power of the Holy Ghost that dwelleth in you.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, and that I pray that God will just open up ways for you. Amen. That you have never could even think of that would be for you.
Yes.
That would be a true blessing to your life. Amen. And God bless you. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We bless you. To God be the glory. Amen.
Thanks.
And amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. It is such a blessing to be here this morning. I am so glad to hear all my family. You know, we come from good stock, and it's so true. Where will we be without the Lord? And I am so thankful. One of the things is to hear my mom, my aunts, and all of them, just to hear that Jesus is still in the blessing business. And I know Brenda didn't say anything. She said about her mom healing, but she also getting ready to make another birthday. So I thank the Lord for that, because when I was a mature angel, and they would not allow us to forget that who God is and who he and what he has done for us. And we always would remember her birthday. So I just thank God for this family. I thank God for being a part of it. And Tawanika, you know I love you. I keep you daily in my prayers. And I'm just glad to be on this line.
Amen. We're so glad to have you. Amen. Always good to hear your voice. Amen. I'm always looking for you. Amen. Always praying for you. So I thank God for you. And
thank
I just pray that God will continue to be your strength, that you receive a supernatural strength. Amen. Supernatural healing.
Thank
amen. And blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. For you and your children and grandchildren. All that's in your home. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I pray that fresh oil be upon your head. Amen. Fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you. We come against every attack of Satan. And we, hallelujah. We paralyze the enemy right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we decree and declare victory. I speak life, I speak healing, I speak the favor of God upon you, amen. And it is working all out for you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. God bless you, Cousin John Denise. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen and amen. Hashataba. Thank you, Lord. My mother, Carol, God bless you, Mama. How you doing? And how you been? Welcome.
Good blessed morning from Houston, Louisiana, Indianapolis. If I'm saying it right, I'm doing good, because guess what? The Lord woke me up this morning. In spite of anything, I'm still here. Thank you, Jesus. Love y'all.
Love you, Mama. You said Indianapolis. It's Indiana, not Indianapolis. And you said Louisiana and Indianapolis. I just had to mention
which one
is it? Indianapolis. Indiana. That's the cousin Doretha. God bless you, Mama. God keep you. We love you. I thank God for you and just pray that God will continue to bless you. I pray for divine order in position for your life, amen, that you would heal with thus said the Lord, and that you would move swiftly, amen, with no doubt, with no hesitation, amen, and anything that's not of God that is operating in your life, I have commanded to be even moved right now, every mountain that the enemy has placed before you concerning your healing, concerning your marriage, and concerning any relationship, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I speak life, I speak healing, I speak joy and the peace of God. I can speak the strength of God for you. Walk in it, amen. Don't look back. Put your hand to the plow and don't turn back, amen. That God has cleaned up in you, amen. That God is changing you. Receive it and hold on to it, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are blessed and loved by God. Know whose you are, amen, and who you are in Christ. For the word of God says, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. We have to be connected to the vine, amen, that you will bear good fruit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah to you. Amen and amen. God bless you, mama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm blessed. I'm doing good. I thank the Lord for what it is.
Yes,
so
Lord.
I'm grateful. And I listened to my sister yesterday. She sung, that used to be her song, "Guide Me Over the Great Jehovah." She was doing real good. She sung to all her sisters. Sunday Connie dialed up for her, and I thank God that she's able to do that. And I'm just thankful for my family, and sound like everybody's doing well. The sun is shining here, and it's hot. And I thank God for the heat and all the stuff that he gives us. Praise God.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. May God continue to use you. Amen. God continue to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. May you walk in expectation even to receive the more. Amen. May you keep your eyes stayed on him. Hallelujah. May God increase your prayer time, your time with him. Amen. Communing with him, that when you come and pray, prayers are answered speedily in the name of Jesus Christ, because you're connected to the vine. Hallelujah. And you bear much fruit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Aunt Eliza Jane. And we thank God for you. Amen and amen. May you have long life. Amen. Good life. We love you too. Good life. In Jesus Christ, holy name of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, Cousin Connie and AC Ruth and A. God bless you both. How y'all doing and how you been?
Yes, good morning, family. It's good to hear everybody's voices, and especially all my aunties. You know, they still around. God bless them.
Amen.
And, you know, they just been a blessing. All my mom's sisters has been a wonderful blessing and motivation and inspiration and an example for us. So I really thank God for all my mom's sisters. So she is, I don't know if she want to really say anything this morning, but I love you, family, and thank God for you, Tabernika, for bringing us all together on this line and praying for us every Saturday morning. Just God bless you, dear. We love you. So let me see, Mom. You want to say anything? You going to say good morning? You going to say good morning? Jane on the line. Classy on the line.
What?
She just kind of waking up. So, but I thank God for what he has done for my mother, you know, and it's always my prayer to her for him to heal her, so I can see miraculous things that your prayers are being answered and things that she say and she do. She wanted me to call her sisters and sing to them. So that was her doing. I just did what she asked me to do. And that is one of her favorite songs that she always sings. And she still know it, thank God. So I see miraculous things over here. So that's what I be looking for every day. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God is able, amen. Hallelujah. Yes. He's from everlasting to everlasting. There's no limit, amen, to our Heavenly Father and all that He can do and will do for His children. So we thank God for you. It's so good to hear your voice on the line. It has truly been a blessing to have you in position on Saturdays, amen, and just to hear you and our Auntie Ruth and me on the phone. So I pray that God will just continue to bless you even more, to seek Him even more, amen, and may the joy and the peace of God overtake you and your family and all that you love and concerned about, your children, your husband, amen, your grandchildren, everyone that you're connected to. I pray that when you're in their presence that they will receive the joy and the peace of God, that they will speak and say, it's just something about you. When you come in, I got to come see you. I got to get close to you, amen, because the joy that this is the glory of God that's upon you that brings peace, amen, and joy to others, amen. Hallelujah. And we speak life, hallelujah. We speak life and the strength of God, hallelujah, in your mother, our Auntie Ruth, and man. We just pray that God will continue to keep her and bless her in a mighty way that all will see the work of God working in her, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless you in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God
amen.
Bless you.
God bless
you. God,
you.
We
thank
love you.
You.
And we thank God for you. And I tell you, you've given me a whole new name. I wanted to say my mama said Louisiana and Indianian, and you call me Tabernika, and it's Tawanika. But I want you to keep saying Tabernika because when you say it, I know it's you, and I like it. So God bless you. God keep you, and I love you. Hallelujah.
Love you too, girl.
Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed, and I thank the Lord for watching over me last night and waking me this morning to a brand new day, and I'm feeling good in my body, and I want you all to pray for me. I go Friday for surgery, but I know God is in control, and everything going to be well in His name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come, oh God, lifting up your daughter. And Lord, we first of all just want to say thank you that it's already done. We thank you for the successful surgery, God. We thank you that she's already out, amen. She's already healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already positioned your ordained doctors and medical staff of anesthesiologists and nurses and doctors to see about your daughter, God. We thank you, Lord God, that everything is in position to work together for her good. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you, answers for you, protects you, heals you, redeems you, and brings you out, amen, into a wealthy place. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare a hallelujah victory right now, amen, over the surgery to come, amen, hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that it is done. We thank you for the great testimony that's being birthed in your daughter, even right now, God. Hallelujah. That the doctors will be astonished because you have done it. And even the doctors will know it. Only God has done this. Only God had his hand in this. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you as she walks in, oh God. We thank you for your peace. Amen. We thank you as she goes in, oh God. She has peace and the joy of the Lord, knowing that you are with her, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her, that your angels are encamped around. Yes, amen. Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents right now. We decree and declare by faith, amen, that their assignments are canceled. They will not see your face nor your name or your paperwork. They won't even know that you're in there. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale. And the promise of God, amen, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And we do believe, amen, to God be the glory, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Cousin Doretha. We love you. We thank God for you, and we are praying for you. Know that you have us out here. We're praying, amen. We're lifting you up, and we love you so much, and you are needed. Amen.
Yes,
amen. God bless you and your family. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. My niece Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning. Amen. I'm doing well. I'm glad to be on the line with my family. I feel like I have been under attack. I feel like, you know, that the devil is really trying to attack my family, trying to attack me, trying to attack my family. So I know that I continue to look to the hills for where my help comes from. And I know that the importance of being in position, especially on the line with my family, because the word says where two or more are gathered in his presence, in his name, he is there. So I know that we come expecting miracles, and I believe and I receive all the prayers that have went forth. And I know the devil is busy, but I know God is victorious. So I keep the faith, and I'm going to continue to believe. And I know the importance of continuing putting on that armor and just praying that God continues to give me the strength to fight even harder, knowing that I am under attack. So I'm just grateful to be on the line with the family and, you know, just seeing, believing and hearing all the testimonies and the deliverance and healing. And I know God can do it for y'all, God can do it for me, and I come from a lineage of warriors and, you know, women that live long lives and that are still on here and still believing in God and fighting. So I know what it is that I have to do.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. May you continue to seek God even more. I pray that you will choose to operate according to the God's Holy Spirit. Amen. That you will, hallelujah, will not allow the enemy to use you. Amen. Use your mouth. Use your hands. Use your feet. Use any part of your life because you belong to Christ. For I decree and declare victory. I command the devil to take his hands off of you, that you are blood washed. If you belong to Jesus, and Satan, you have no right to her life, the life of her children, the life of her husband, the life of those that she loved, because they are blood washed, amen, and they belong to Jesus, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy that is fighting and warring against your daughter, amen. Hallelujah. Let anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy right now, let them be cut down and pushed back in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come against every attack of the enemy with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Every pit that they've dug for your daughter to fall in, let them fall into their own pits and be consumed. Every net that they've laid out to entangle her in, and lies and accusation of God and false up, let them be entangled in their captured and entangled in their own web of lies and accusation and insinuations right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, search your heart on today. If there be any wicked way in your daughter, let it be exposed and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, fill this, your temple of yours, with as much iconic glory as possible, God. Lord, I pray that there be a time of renewing and refreshing. Oh, Lord, renew our mind, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let it not be tempted by the worldly things, the conversations of people, of things of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare deliverance.
You,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that it is done. We decree and declare no more, amen. No more of the works of the enemy, amen. We come against the spirit of destruction. We come against the spirit of death, amen, premature death. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We come against the spirit of anger, rage, and bitterness, amen, and resentment. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I decree and declare that you speak up and operate with the fruit of the spirit.
Yes.
And we thank you for not lacking one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare victory. It is well. It is well with your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. It is in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
Thank
and we fill it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things. It delivers us. It heals us. It sanctifies us. It makes all things new. Amen. It makes a way out of no way. It turns things around for the good. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your
thank
name.
You.
Hallelujah. And we seal every door that the enemy has been operating through. Amen. Oh, Lord, let it be closed. Every door of the enemy, let it be closed to your daughter to never be opened again. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Help her not to open the door. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open the doors of blessing and favor, doors of joy and peace. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Lord, we love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. You belong to God. Amen. And God belongs to you. He is the God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the name. Glory to your name. God bless you, niece. We love you. We thank God for you.
Love you, family.
We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't nobody do it like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
Good morning, family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this day and another chance for us to come online here to be with one another. And so I ask you to bless my friend Kathy that's here with me and Alani. We're here in the park morning. And I just thank God for my vacation time and my traveling grace to and from Louisiana and just a chance to be back here on the line with everyone. So thank God and just continue to keep us in your prayers. And thank you. Thank you for continuing
to God bless you. Love you too. We love you. Thank God for it. It's so good to hear your voice. We bless Kathy. And I think you, did you say someone else was with you?
Yeah, Alani, Kathy. My granddaughter. We're here.
Alani, that's what I thought I heard. Alani, God bless y'all. God keep you. May God continue to make a way for you all. May you seek God even more. Amen. May you seek and find. Amen. Hallelujah. May you read the word of God and have a great understanding, amen, and that you will minister to others, that it will bring healing and peace and joy to the lives of those that God called you to in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, may the peace of God reign over every area of your life and the life of Kathy and Alani. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your protection. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. It's so good to have everybody on the line today. It's such a blessing. I'm doing fine this morning. Amen. I thank God. I had 8 days on assignment from last Saturday to this Saturday. And I was extremely tired this morning. I shared this with you all, and I said, Lord, I'm so tired. I'm not going to be able to get on the line. But, Lord, I know if it's your will, it'll be done. Oh, God, I know that you can give me the strength. He said, just go. And he said, just go in my strength. Amen. And so I'm only here by the strength of the Lord. I couldn't do it by myself because I have not had sleep. Hallelujah. And probably in over a couple of months, I don't sleep well. And then I've been on assignment for the last 8 days, wrapping up today with a few people. And so, but I thank God that I'm able to be in position, amen, because God said, I have something for you to do, and it's not about me, and it's about God. And I encourage us on today to put ourselves to the side. If God is calling us to do something, that we be obedient and be swift to move, amen, not hesitate to move when God is calling us to move, even though it may be uncomfortable, amen, and you're going, Lord, well, they may not receive me, but Lord, I don't know if I can do that, that's too much for me, but God said, go, and I will do the rest. I just need you to move and trust me in it. So I thank God for being on the line this morning. It is a blessing to hear everyone on the line. It is a true blessing, and I'm so grateful for everyone on the line today that God has kept us and that God continued to keep us. Amen. I want to lift up today Sister Sharon Gordon and my daughter Jamel and Ann and my cousin Farron and my brother Taiwan. I'll ask you all to continue to pray for them, amen, God's peace and protection, and that they will seek God even more in this time. And my sister, Tarisha, I ask you all to pray and touch and agree for deliverance for her and her daughter, Kennedy, my husband, Doris A. Manning, his mother, Kathy Manning, my brother-in-law, Terry Manning, and my son, Kendrick, and my daughter, Jayla, my grandson, Kyler. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I just pray that you all will just touch and agree with me on today, that God will move mighty in the life of those goes. I know we pray for every family member, but I want a special prayer to be said on today as we touch and agree with our faith that God will just move in their life in a mighty way, because God knows exactly what they need and when they need it. So I pray that God will just move and touch and heal and deliver and set them free. Amen. That God will just, hallelujah, make a way where it seemed to be no way. And I pray for restoration. I pray most of all that all will have a relationship with God. I pray that God will call them to pray even more, that they will seek God even more in this time while we still have time, while they still have time. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that anything that's not of God that's operate in their life, that God will uproot it right now and cast it down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that anything that's keeping them from having a relationship, a close relationship with God, anything that causing them to stumble, that God will remove the stumbling block. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, for you know all things. All things are in your hand, for you're the creator of all in all. And we just want to say thank you for the mighty move, and not just in the lives that we call, but everyone that's on the line and every family member and your children around the world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, oh God. We bless your holy name. And Lord, I pray that any false preachers, false apostles or prophets or evangelists that have been sent into our life, Lord God, hallelujah, from the kingdom of Satan, Lord, let them be uprooted and cast down, oh God. Let us receive and have a greater spirit of discernment to know what is good and what is evil. What, hallelujah, when you're speaking and when you're not speaking, oh God, who you sent and who you have not sent, oh God, that we will not be deceived by the many subtle acts and the, hallelujah, the ways of the enemy, amen, that we will not be conformed to their ways and their thoughts and their religion and beliefs and God and their tradition. Amen. But we will seek to do your will, oh God, according to your word. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we receive and we believe. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, will you? Will you open up your mouth?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible said, but there are two or three gathered, amen. And we got about 14 of us on the line today. And he said, well, there's two or three gathered in my name. We got power on the line, amen. Hallelujah. And we thank y'all for it. Amen, amen, family. Today our scripture is going to be coming from the book of John. The book of John, chapter 17, verse 9 through 19. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And I'm going to close. I was open a line, but it's got a lot of static on somebody's line. Okay, I think I found a line. Amen. So it's going to be the book of John, chapter 17, verse 9 through 19. Amen. If you're going to read with me this morning, I'm going to make sure I slow down so we all can hear. Again, there's John, chapter 17, verse 9 through 19. The Bible says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy filled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is true. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. Hallelujah. This is Jesus praying for his disciples. this is Jesus praying for his disciples. Amen. Hallelujah. When we look at the scripture here, what did Jesus mean when he said that he is glorified in his followers? See, we glorify God when we reveal his presence and character in the way we live. The lives of Jesus, hallelujah, the lives of Jesus' disciples reveal his character and show the world that he is present in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the question is, in what ways do your life reveal Jesus' character and presence? Because this is what people see Jesus in us. So how are we living our lives so that others can see Christ in us? Jesus was asking in verse 11 that the disciples be united in harmony and love as the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are united. In the strongest of all unions, hallelujah. See, we achieve this harmony not through structures or organizations alone, but through the work of God in and between us, unifying us and drawing our own wills in sync with his own. Amen. It is important to remember, however, that though our unity is essential, we must never abandon or compromise truth simply to be unified. See, as we all grow closer to God together, we should find that our perspective on the truth do the same. See, in verse 12, when the Bible says, when Jesus is praying, in verse 12, he says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. So Judas was the son of perdition, who was lost because he betrayed Jesus and never sought forgiveness. See, hallelujah. We look at verse 13. Joy is a common theme in Jesus' teachings. He wants us to be joyful. See, we find immeasurable joy when we keep intimate contact with Jesus, the source of all joy. Then we will experience God's special care and protection and see the victory God brings even when defeat seems certain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the Bible here, that the world hates Christians because Christians' values differ from theirs, because Jesus' followers don't cooperate with the world by joining in their rebellion and hostility to God's word and his will. They are living accusations against the world's immorality. People are saying good is evil is good and good is evil. And we were agreeing with it because that's my son, that's my daughter, my grandson, that's my sister. No, no. No. See, without God, the world slides into Satan's agenda, and Satan is the avowed enemy of Jesus and his people. And we are, hallelujah, children of God. Amen. We are Jesus' people. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us here in verse 17, he says, he prays to sanctify them by your truth. Your word is true. See, a follower of Jesus becomes sanctified, set apart for sacred use, cleansed and made holy by believing and obeying the word of God. He or she has already received forgiveness through Jesus' sacrificial death. The daily application of God's word has a purifying effect on our minds and hearts. Scripture points out sin, motivates us to confess it. Amen. It renews our relationship with God, and it guides us back to the right path. Jesus didn't ask God to take believers out the world, but instead he asks to use them in the world. Because Jesus sends us into the world, we should not try to escape from the world, nor should we avoid all relationships with non-Christians. See, as salt and light to the world, we must find ways to be more loving, more creative as we share our faith, and more consistent in staying in touch with unbelievers, amen, but not conforming to their world, their ways, amen. God sent us to do this kind of work. As I wrap up here in scripture, we thank God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. In verse 19, he says, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I decree and declare that we are sanctified by the truth of God. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. And I decree and declare with all faith that we are doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have any prayer petition or if your prayers already went forth, amen, and you received it by faith, just say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll start with Aunt Bernstein. Aunt Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning again. I have several names on here. You don't have to call all of them. Just pray for all of them at one time. And one of them starting off is Jerry McWright, Diane's family in Gina, Louisiana, Claude Timmer, Lewis Jones, Patrick Blade, Talisha Mack and family, Dorita, for your family. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father.
The last one to say is for her family is Joyce's family. We will miss her. I know Jane, I have more to say about her, but we love her. We love her. She's gone, but I'm praying for her family. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. We come, Father God, with all faith and combined faith on this morning, oh God. And Lord, every prayer, oh God, every name that she's called on today, every family member and loved one, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will divinely intervene in every situation concerning them, oh God. Lord, you know exactly what they need, oh God. Amen. You know exactly, oh God, the timing that you've set for it to come. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, hear our prayers concerning all, oh God. And, oh, Lord, move mighty in their life, oh, God. Bring in healing. Bring in deliverance, oh, God. Making a way out of no way, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we pray for your help right now, oh, God. And we decree and declare with all faith victory over their lives and family members, oh, God. Restore the hope. Restore the joy, oh, God. Restore order, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for your blessing to be upon their life, amen. And, Lord, we pray for the blessing of the one that have lifted them up today, oh, God, that have brought them, oh, God, to you, oh, God, your daughter. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers them, redeems them, sanctifies them, heals them, makes all things new, open up the way. We've seen to be no way. Breakthrough comes. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for restoration. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you in everything. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because, I mean, ain't classy. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like for traveling grace for my sister, Jane, be going to the funeral because the highways are dangerous. I ask for traveling grace for her. My sister Jane is like a sister to her and those who are going to take her. And thank you for the wonderful message. Love you.
Amen.
Bye.
Love you. God bless you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We come praying and lifting up your daughter, Liza Davis, there, oh God. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies for your daughter, oh God,
yes,
and those that will be traveling with her and those that will be traveling, hallelujah, to celebrate the life of your daughter, Joyce, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you go before, oh God, that you send your angel, oh God, to prepare the way, making every crooked path straight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and smoothing out every rough patch, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, every street, every hallelujah, every place our head may lay, feet may go, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers them and protects them. There shall be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree
thank
and declare victory.
Thank
we thank you for the victory that it is won. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. God bless you, Aunt Classy. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen.
Love you too.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer is for you, Tawanika, and your family and all that concerns you. God will grant it. To God be the glory. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for restoration. I receive that. And the blessing of the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for touching and agreeing with me, Cousin Brenda.
Yes, yes. God bless. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God keep you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for this prayer this morning. I do receive it. And I also just want to thank you for, you know, sometimes you think things are really hard, and as since I've been under your teaching, I've been able to understand things clearer and better, and if things are getting better, I accept it. Whatever God has for me, I accept it. I thank God for that, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you. I love you. I thank God for you, and just I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for you, your daughter.
You.
It's truly been a blessing. Avery, thank y'all so much. And just everyone has just really, truly blessed me. But thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't tell you how much I love you. I don't think I could ever put it into words or write it on paper, but just know that I love you and I'm so grateful for you. God bless you. Hallelujah, God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say amen. Thank you for your prayers. It's covered it all. So amen and thank God.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. And we look forward to seeing more of you. Cousin Earlene, we love you so much. I love to hear you speak. I love when I see 808 on the line. I say, oh, there go Cousin Earlene. She's back. And we just love you so much. Know that you need it, you want it, and we're
more.
So grateful to have you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just thank God for you. Thank God for your teaching. Thank God for you allowing God to use you and to bless this family. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. I love you, Cousin Sean Denise. You know I love you so much, and we thank God for you. Just like Kevin Early, when I see 985 on the line, you know, I get excited. Oh, there's a Cousin Sean Denise. Oh, there's a Cousin Early. Oh, we love you so much, and we just thank God for you.
You
I hope
too.
To see you even more on the line. Hallelujah. This is our third year. 3 years for some of us. We started April, and then I believe many of the families started coming, like Cousin Brenda Gill and everyone else in the month of July of 2020. So it's been 3 years. God has truly kept and truly kept us in his place of blessing and favor and just working miracles and coming around. And we all can see and know that there's power in prayer. You know, God answers prayers according to his will. Amen. We come and we bring our petition to God, but at the same time we say, Lord, let thy will be done because his will is great, and that way we're never disappointed because not only we're asking God's thing, but at the same time we are asking God for God's will to be done before because it is greater. So I thank God for you. I love you. We love you. Hallelujah.
Love you
God bless you and your family.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Mama, tell her God bless you, Mama.
Just pray for my household, my house around here. We just got some new demons just going around. Just pray for my little house over here and move all these evil spirits they got going on in this house. So that's my prayer.
Amen. Put the devil out. Go ahead and open the door and open the windows and command him to come out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you. We come in the name of Jesus Christ and the volume of the book that it is written, amen, that we have power and authority of the Holy Ghost, amen, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. We command every demon that is operating, every evil spirit that has attached itself to anyone that has entered into the home of your daughter, amen, that have come in by way of others, amen, or even them, amen, hallelujah. We command command every evil spirit to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And let anything of the kingdom of Satan that attached itself to us in any kind of way, hallelujah, that have called our phone, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let, oh Lord, let confusion come upon the cap of the enemy. Amen. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Just do it right now, God. Let it be done right now. Let there be a cleansing of the home from the top to the bottom. Hallelujah. From left to right, from front to back. Amen. We decree and declare cleansing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the home. Amen. In the home, through the home. Hallelujah. Anyone that enters the home. Amen. Over the over the doorpost. Amen. We decree and declare anyone that enters. Amen. With any spirit outside the Holy Spirit cannot enter in because the blood of Jesus Christ covers and blocks the way. Amen. And keeps your daughter safe and those that are already on the inside. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And Lord, I pray that you increase your daughter's faith. Amen. Hallelujah. To receive it, that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. May God be your strength. Amen. And you got the power and authority to go through your house. You can anoint your doors, anoint your windows, speak the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. When he's trying to come back in, because the enemy, the spirits attach themselves to people and things.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. So, yeah. Amen. And sometimes people will gift you something and you don't even realize that it's a spirit attached to it. That's why you can't take everything from everybody. Amen. You got to be like, no, that's okay. So we just thank God right now that your eyes have been enlightened and open, that you would see and you can discern that that is evil and that that is of good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because the enemy is subtle in his ways to attack us. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you, Mama. We love you. I love you. And I thank God for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
We prayed for Joyce on this prayer line, but she's gone on home, so she could not be healed on this side from her pain. Mm-hmm. So I feel that the Lord will free her of her pain on the other side. So
yes, Lord.
I'm at peace with that. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for his will. Amen. Hallelujah. One thing we know is that when we get to the other side, amen, there is eternity that we enter into together.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Everything on this side is temporary. And when you have and know God, amen, you're able to have the peace of God, amen, and know that it was God's will, that God's will is done. Amen. We've prayed, but God's will is done. So we thank God. And we just pray, amen, that she did and had a life with Christ and received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And we have peace in knowing that she is standing in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. No more pain, no more fear, no more worry, nothing of this world. And we just want to say thank you. Though the body dies, the spirit lives on. And we thank God for it. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. Amen. And may you, hallelujah, help others, amen, to understand and know. When they lose someone, how God is able to give you the peace and restore the joy and the hope and knowing that they are with the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Eliza Jane. And, you know, we thank God for you. Traveling grace and mercies to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I would like to say I love everybody and be blessed. And God love all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Torn, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay, go ahead.
My prayer petition is that I'm praying and believing that God to speak to me and give me instruction. And so I'm just praying for clarity. And to do God's will and not my own.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. Lord, let thy will be done in the life of your daughter as she seeks you even more, God, that she will find, oh God, as she knocks, that you will open, oh God, as she asks, oh God, that you will answer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer that she will operate with the spirit of obedience, that she will truly be blessed and be a blessing to her household. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You. I keep you. Hallelujah. As we're about to wrap up here on the line, God bless your family. And our time is running out on this line. But let's go. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And God bless you. And God bless everyone on the line. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. At this time, we're just going to pray a prayer of blessings prayers for the blessing of obedience for us and our family. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're faithful, amen, in your word, oh God, to do all that you said you would do, amen. For the Bible tells us that heaven and earth would disappear before your word come back, Lord. So we thank you, oh God, for your promises of yes and amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name that you'll help us, oh God, to operate with the spirit of obedience. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you would stir up your Holy Spirit in us, oh God, that we would have a spirit of essence, oh God, which is your spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Isaiah 1:19 that we are willing and obedient. Let us eat the good of the land. Amen. Like Christ, let us be sons and daughters who learn obedience by the things we suffer. As an obedient child, we will not conform ourselves to the former lust. May we walk in your authority so that all the congregation of the children of God may be obedient. Come according to Numbers 27:20. Let us, hallelujah, not be like the nations the Lord destroyed before. Amen. We will be obedient to the voice of the Lord our God. Amen. The rebuke of the wise is like an earring of gold and the ornament of fine gold to my obedient ear. Amen. And to our obedient ear, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, through you we have received grace and apostleship. Amen. For obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Let us put ourselves to the test whether we are obedient in all things. According to 2 Corinthians 2:9, we know that your affections are greater for us as you remember our obedience, how we fear and trembling, we received you according to 2 Corinthians 7:15. Lord, we pray that you will have confidence in our obedience, knowing that we will do even more than you ask. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let us not be like those who would not walk in your ways and went in obedience to your law. Hallelujah. For like them, we will be plundered and given over to robbers. We present ourselves to obey you, Lord God. Therefore, we are slaves of obedience leading to righteousness. Amen. Our obedience has become known to all. And let us be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Amen. Like Christ, let us humble ourselves and become obedient to the point of death. Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you made us righteous through your obedience. Lord, we will obey you so that we may enter and seek your rest. Amen. We will not obey unrighteousness. We will obey the truth. Let the indignation and wrath, amen, be far from us and those in our family. We will not follow our former rituals. Amen. But we will obey the Lord our God. Amen. Let us run well, oh God, and let no one hinder us for obeying the truth. Amen. Because we obey your voice, all of our seed will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. So that we receive blessing because we obey the commandments of the Lord our God. Amen. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare by faith. We will walk after the Lord and our God, and we'll fear him. We will walk and we will keep his commandments and obey his voice. We will serve him and hold fast to him. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We receive the kingdom and dominion because we are saints of the Most High. We serve and obey the Lord our God. We fear the Lord and obey the voice of his servant. We walk in light and not darkness. And we trust in you and rely in you and you alone, O God.
hallelujah, with the authority. We will, hallelujah, with authority, we will command unclean spirits and they will obey us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, with hallelujah, when even our mustard seed faith and our mulberry tree will obey us, amen, and be uprooted and planted in the sea. Lord, we will obey you and we will proclaim liberty to our brothers and our sisters and neighbors because you have proclaimed liberty to us. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us, your children. We thank you that peace is coming, joy is here, and we receive it, oh God. We thank you for turnaround. We thank you, oh God, for your will being done. Hallelujah to your name. We bless your holy name. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for those that lost a loved one. Hallelujah, for your word said that we've been doing for a night, but joy coming in the morning. We decree and declare that joy has come, that joy has been restored to that family, amen, that hope has been restored, oh God, and your peace is with them, oh God. And Lord, we pray while we still have time and they still have time that they will seek you and find you and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We are blessed. We thank you, Lord God, that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of your divine blessing and favor, your peace, your joy, your happiness, your protection, your provisions and prosperity. We thank you for restoration. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for fail and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. It is done. Amen. It is well. It is done. Come on, come on. Receive it. Receive it for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Receive it for
you.
Thank you. Receive it to your household, amen. In the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the victory is already won, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Blessing and not person, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you, oh God, it is well with our soul.
Thank you.
Amen. At this time, as we wrap up our call here today, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. I'll call your name and then I'll release the pastor's blessing. Ain't going to see. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ain't classy. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Happy birthday to my mom who will be 94 on Wednesday.
Amen.
It's such a joy. Amen. It's such an honor and such a privilege to take care of my mother. God bless us all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Amen. Write that down. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Cousin Biden, amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Cousin Arlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and everybody on the line. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Love you all. God bless everybody on the line.
Amen. Ain't Eliza Dan. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Swan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, God. Amen. God bless you. Love the family. Happy birthday.
Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Love you all. God bless everyone. Have a good week.
Amen. Yes, Lord. God bless everyone. I love you. I thank God for you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live this day knowing that God is in absolute control of everything that's going on in this world. Amen. Though it seems to be out of control, God has all control and all power. He can control every detail of your life, but you need to release him to be the Lord of your life. His Lordship will bring to you green pastures, still waters, answers, solutions. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, turn around and away there seems to be no way. God is a good God, amen, and he's able,
amen.
And he's awaiting the chance to make your life a thing of great beauty, amen. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Hallelujah. We believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless your family. Until next time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Love you, love you, love you. Thank God for you.
Amen. Goodbye.
Look upon the face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll